This summer, you have some English homework to complete. We ask you to read the following articles and choose one of them to present in your own words. The first activity is an article that talks about some of the political and social pressures that can affect social work and gives examples of when social workers can be influenced for better or worse. If you choose this article, we would like you to describe it in your own words. Talk about the content and give your opinion on the article. Then, we would like you to talk about any pressures you have felt or seen in your professional experience. Describe your personal experience and tell us how you deal with stress in general. The second activity is based on an article on human trafficking in Europe. Summarize the content of the article in your own words. Have you worked with victims of human trafficking before? If so, describe the experience. If you have not knowingly worked with victims of human trafficking, describe the signs that you would be looking for. This is a very vulnerable population, with difficulties in language, rights, illiteracy. These issues can be found in other vulnerable populations as well. Describe these communities and tell us how you can help them get the aid they need. For the third activity, we would like you to describe an article about the photo voice technique used by students to talk about their experience in their training course. Have you ever used this technique to connect with clients or colleagues? If so, describe how you used it and also comment on any difficulties there are with the technique. What other methods do you use to communicate with others? Compare and contrast them to photo voice. The last activity is composed of one image and two articles talking about unaccompanied minors in the EU. To begin with, we would like you to summarize these elements, highlighting the main points. Then, we would like to hear about your experience with unaccompanied minors and refugees or migrants in general. In what context did you work with them? What, if any, are the specific problems faced by unaccompanied minors? Give examples and explain in general terms the main difficulty this public faces. For the final section, there are three videos. Feel free to use the transcripts or subtitles available on YouTube. The first video talks about how police can interview older adults and give clear advice. The second video talks about how to use the motivation interview technique to help people, and the third interview gives an example of an unsuccessful home visit where the social worker didn't manage to speak to the older adult. When you have watched all the films, we would like you to summarize the content, paying particular attention to how to have a successful interview. Then we would like you to describe an interview you have had with an older adult. Talk about the things that you did that were helpful and anything you think you could improve. The last video might help you with this.
Remember, choose only one of these activities to present.